Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A Navy officer who worked aboard a sensitive surveillance aircraft has been charged with spying. Officials say Lieutenant Commander Edward Lynn has been in the Navy brig in Chesapeake, Virginia, while an investigation continues. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, officials are uncertain if Lynn spied for China or for his native Taiwan.
Commander Lynn flew aboard an EP-3 aircraft, where his job was to collect electronic signals, including intercepted conversations. For a time, he was stationed in Hawaii, where his work would have taken him along the Chinese coast. Lynn is being charged with espionage, attempted espionage, and making false statements. Now officials are trying to determine if the charges merit a court-martial. Charging documents released by the Navy and heavily redacted say the officer passed secret information on national defense to representatives of a foreign government on two occasions, and he attempted to provide information three more times. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Investment firm Goldman Sachs is agreeing to pay out just over $5 billion to settle claims it misled mortgage bond investors during the lead-up to the 2008 financial crisis. Justice Department regulators announced the settlement today with the New York-based firm. Settlement stems from the firm's packaging, marketing, and sale of residential mortgage-backed securities. Goldman acknowledges the Justice Department's statement the firm misled investors and regulators, saying investors suffered billions in losses. As part of the deal, Goldman will also provide $1.8 billion in relief for distressed borrowers. Puerto Rico is unveiling a new proposal to restructure much of its $70 billion debt. NPR's Greg Allen reports it's being presented to creditors just as Congress prepares to take up a rescue plan for the U.S. territory.
The plan would pay owners of constitutionally guaranteed debt 74 cents on the dollar. Puerto Rico would cut as much as $16 billion from its debt load under the deal. It contains a special provision for Puerto Rico residents who hold the island's bonds, repaying the full principal plus a 2% interest rate. The plan is a response to earlier proposals made by creditor groups as being viewed skeptically by some bondholders. But it comes as Puerto Rico is struggling to gain leverage in its negotiations with creditors. Over the weekend, Puerto Rico's governor signed a state of emergency, giving him the power to freeze all debt payments until next year. On Wednesday, Congress takes up a measure that would set up a fiscal control board to help the island renegotiate its crushing debt. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew says the United States has derived significant benefits from the international architecture that was put in place since World War II. He says it would be a major mistake for the country to retreat from that role. In a speech before the Council on Foreign Relations, apparently speaking to counter-remarks made by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump that the U.S. is losing badly in competition to China and other countries and needs to pull back from the global economy. On Wall Street today, stocks ended the session modestly lower. The Dow was down 20 points at 17,556. The Nasdaq fell 17 points. This is NPR. Russian military officials are confirming they've been providing assistance to the Syrian army as it battles the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front in an area near Aleppo. However, officials say they have no plan to storm the city. According to Russian military leaders, Nusra has nearly 10,000 fighters southwest and north of Aleppo and plans to cut a strategic highway linking the city to the rest of the country. British Prime Minister David Cameron remains under mounting pressure since it was revealed last week he once had shares in a Panama-based offshore fund run by his late father. Larry Miller reports Cameron defended himself before Parliament today.
Cameron says he sold all his shares before becoming Prime Minister to avoid any perceived conflict of interest. He rejects accusations he hasn't been transparent, and he defends the right of people to become wealthy from their investments.
Aspiration and wealth creation are not somehow dirty words.
That's not good enough, says Leader of the Labour Opposition, Jeremy Corbyn.
It is absolutely a masterclass in the art of distraction.
Cameron announced the range of measures he says will make it more difficult for the British to hide their assets offshore. He also says every prime minister and finance minister, as well as opposition party leaders, will be required to publish their tax returns. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Fans of craft beers could soon find themselves paying more for their favorite brew, and beer makers say you can blame a potentially serious hop shortage. Last summer's hot, dry weather hurt the European hop harvest, and that, along with increasing strong demand for craft beers, has pushed up prices. Prices of some variety of hops are up as much as 50%. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.